We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today is Thursday, March 16th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. The State Department says the collision between a Russian jet and an American drone was likely unintentional. They believe the main cause was incompetence on the part of the Russian pilot. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, also believes Russian jets intended to intercept the drone, but doesn't believe they collided with it on purpose. Yesterday, TikTok was dismissive of reports that the Biden administration was calling for its Chinese owners to sell their stakes in the social media app. TikTok says doing that wouldn't help protect national security. The company was responding to a report that said the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., part of the Treasury Department, was threatening a U.S. ban on the app unless its owners in Beijing, which is ByteDance, broke up the company. The Browns continue to be busy in free agency. Yesterday, they signed safety Juan Thornhill from the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs and a defensive tackle named Maurice Hurst from the 49ers. Also, quarterback Jacoby Brissett has officially left the team. He's going to join the Washington Commanders. The Cavs with a tough loss last night, 118-109 to the Philadelphia 76ers. And March Madness kicks off today with the first games beginning around noon. So make sure you have your bracket all filled out by then. It's going to be warmer today. We should be in the 50s with rain coming in overnight tonight. That's what's trending on Q104. Let's do a Hollywood dirt sheet right now.
Prince Harry is rumored to attend the coronation alone. So Prince Harry has reportedly accepted King Charles III's invitation to his father's May crowning, but insiders say Meghan Markle is unlikely to come with him, with one source saying she isn't, quote, brave or strong enough. The tension is still tough between Harry and the royal family, especially since the release of his tell-all book, Spare. And even though they both were invited, it's looking like right now Harry will be the only one to attend.
I don't think this is going to be televised, this coronation. You know how American media televises every single British event?
Yeah.
Like when the Queen's funeral or, you know,
the
some
wedding. Yeah.
I don't think this is going to happen.
Yeah, maybe
no,
not.
It's going to be a Boy George cover band and nobody in the audience.
If Prince Harry is there, they will. Because everyone wants to see what's going to go down. But if he or Meghan don't go, then I think you're right. Ryan Reynolds sold his Mint Mobile to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. Did you know that Ryan Reynolds had a cell phone company?
I probably should have known that, but I did not know that.
The only reason that I know that is because David, my fiance, who's from London, used Mint Mobile to get an American phone number and sync it up with his UK phone number so that we could call each other when he's here, and he used Mint Mobile. So he sold it to T-Mobile. The sum will be paid in a combination of cash and T-Mobile stock. The full amount will be earned if Mint Mobile performs well after being acquired. Reynolds will continue his creative role and Mint's founders will remain to manage the brand as well. The Vanderpump Rules reunion might not happen because of Raquel Leviss's restraining order. The restraining order Raquel Leviss took out against Sheena Shea has put the Vanderpump Rules season 10 season reunion in jeopardy. Shea's lawyer, Nima Romani, is accusing Raquel of sabotaging the show by taking legal action against his client. He says, "It just can't happen in any meaningful way while this order is in place. As of now, the reunion show is scheduled to film on March 23rd. Sheena and Raquel cannot be within 100 feet of each other, and they can't directly converse with each other." However, Katie Maloney was on Watch What Happens Live last night saying Sheena did not even punch Raquel in the face. So people are saying that Raquel lied on this restraining order, which I'm pretty sure is also a crime. We need to look that up.
That has to be a crime.
Yeah. So we'll see. This whole thing is just a mess. Scandoval, the story that never stops. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy is on ABC. The men's basketball tournament kicks off tonight. First round on CBS. Next Level Chef is on Fox. Good Trouble is on Freeform. And Top Chef is on Bravo. Anything else you need Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. Get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.